You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to the Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. Always good to come and talk to you about the things of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Listen, if you have friends anywhere in the world, I know I tell you this every week, but if you get anything out of the program, and if you have friends, family, anywhere in the world, you know they need to hear this word, and you can pick it up 24/7 around the world. All you have to do is go to WCNO.com. Scroll down on the left-hand side, you'll see the word On Demand. You click on that, and then you just click on Saturday's date, and Lifeline, you'll see it there. So if you get anything out of the program, share with a friend. Do everything you can to help people to come to know the Lord and to receive the blessings of the Lord. I want to talk about favor today. The favor of the Lord. And we really have, if you know the Lord, we have favor. I want just to reassure you today, if you belong to the Lord, He will favor you. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have the favor of the Lord? We just need to talk about that. You know, I have favor of the Lord. I'll tell you why I do, because I spend time with Him and I seek Him. I know I do because He treats me like a son. You know, that tells me I have favor. He treats me like a friend. I see God as Father, Savior, friend, everything. So I feel like He treats me as if I were a friend. He really does. And He's my best friend. I spend more time talking to Him than anybody else in the world. And this is an amazing thing, but He's my Father. Now, I'm an old guy. And not long ago, maybe within a year or less, I thought about this one day. As old as I am, I have a father. No matter what I face in life, I still have somebody over me. You know, even though I'm the oldest boy left in my home, in my generation. But nevertheless, I have a head over me. I have a Heavenly Father that I can go to for wisdom, for direction, for correction, for help. Just like an earthly father, I am never without advice. I'm never without wisdom that's available to me. I can go to Him for my needs. I can go to Him for my comfort. I can go to Him for wise counsel. I can go to Him if I'm lonely, if I'm hurting, but what I'm going through, I have a Father. A Heavenly Father. That's a wonderful thing. There's nothing greater than the favor of the Lord. If you find favor of the Lord, you find something great. There's nothing better. Nothing greater. I mean, it's a wonderful thing to know God as if you were His son or daughter. To know God as if He were your friend. And He was a friend to you, like David did. And to know Him as your Heavenly Father. It's a wonderful thing. I can't think of what's the value of having a father. Really. Every day I go to the Lord, if I have needs, I can talk about Him. If I have problems, I can talk about Him. I don't have to depend on myself to get me through this world. I have great wisdom available to me through the Almighty God who is my Father. I have wise counsel. I have help. My needs can be met. I mean, it's a wonderful thing to get the favor of the Lord. Let's look at a verse of Scripture. Isaiah 38:3. King Hezekiah was sick, and the Lord sent Isaiah, the prophet, to tell him to set his house in order, for he would die and not live. Hezekiah said to the Lord, "Remember now, I have walked before you in truth and with a perfect heart." Note that perfect heart. And the Lord told Isaiah to go back and tell him, "I've heard your prayer. I've seen your tears. I'll add 15 years to your life." Now that is what I call favor. I mean, that's favor. You can get that favor from the Lord. In fact, I have a brother-in-law. It's been about 15 years. He had a major heart attack. I mean, he was really hanging on whether he lives or whether he dies. And he survived. The doctor told me, you make it another 3 years. And he told me one day, he said, "You know, I read that thing in Isaiah, and I went to the Lord, and I said, 'Look, Isaiah asked you for 15 years.' He said, 'Give me 15 years. He said, 'Well, now my 15 years is about up. I'm getting ready. Go back and try to get an extension here.' But anyway, we can get favor of the Lord. It's just a wonderful thing to have the favor of the Lord. And listen, friend, if you will live righteously, remember now, Hezekiah can say, I've lived with you with a perfect heart. That's hard to do, but he said it. He said, I have walked before you in truth and with a perfect heart. That's powerful. So listen to this, my friend. If you will live righteously for the Lord, he'll hear your cry and answer your prayers. Now, we have Jesus standing in for us, and he'll present you as perfect before the Father. Now, that's much greater promise than Hezekiah had. How can he present you as perfect? If you've been washed in his blood and your sins are in his body on that tree, like Peter said, that makes you perfect as far as he's concerned. If your sins are washed away, if you're washed in blood and your sins are covered, that makes you perfect as far as the Lord Jesus is concerned. You're his. He'll plead for you. He'll stand before the Father and say, this one is mine. This one believed me. This one's been washed in my blood. So that's the first thing you need to do, is you need to live righteously. How can you do that? I know that's hard to do, but nevertheless, don't do it on your own strength. You do that in the power, in the strength of the Lord. You get the favor of the Lord. You get into his word. And his word, the Bible says, the word's a lamp unto my feet, light unto my path. So if you get into the word of God and you listen to Jesus, you listen to the word of God, he tells you which direction you should take, what you need to know, what you need to do. If you will do those things, well, you can live like he wants you to do. If you follow his instructions and his will, you can live a righteous life. You really can. And you can get the favor of the Lord. I can tell you there is nothing I've found in this earth greater than heaven. The favor of the Lord. Take away all your worries. Take away all your stress and care, because you roll it over on him, and you have the issues, maybe. But, you know, they don't get into your heart. They don't get into your spirit. You depend on him to walk you through. We have issues every day in our life. Every day, just turn the TV on, and that's the depression session, and there's issues. But nevertheless, don't let them into your heart. Get the favor of the Lord, and you know that's how you know you have the favor of the one who created everything. So you can get this kind of peace, and this kind of rest, this kind of hope, this kind of joy, all by trusting in the Lord. Hebrews 12:14 says this, for by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. Man, that would be you, my friend. Look at yourself. That would be you. Just think about it. Perfected forever. You're a brand new self if you're born again. Father looks at your spirit. He sees you as perfect. When he sees the blood of his son Jesus applied to your heart, that makes you sanctified in his sight. Jesus made you perfect for him. You've been upgraded. You need to know that. You know, when Jesus prayed the 17th chapter, John said, sanctify them, Father, through the truth. My word is truth. If you believe his word, you live his word, you follow his word, you're a sanctified person. You really are. And you can't be a saint and a sinner at the same time. You can't be sanctified and be a sinner. You're made right. You're put right by the Lord. You really are. Once you belong to the Lord, I mean, you're back and packed in. You're sealed. You're ziplocked in. You're made right. You're put right. You need to know this. You really need to know who you are. You can't get the favor of the Lord if you don't know what he's done for you. You really can't. You can't get the favor of the Lord if you don't know the price paid for you, the sacrifice, what the cost. You know what I'm saying? John 1:4-9 says this, talk about favor. Listen to this. In this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only Son, begotten Son, into the world, that we might live through him. Now see, that's how you get favor, live your life through him, through Christ Jesus. Our friend, listen, talk about lifeline. We were lost and undone, on our way to a burning hell, but the Father, God of all grace and mercy, our wonderful Heavenly Father, gave us a Savior, Christ Jesus our Lord. And now we can live through him. We have favor. We are loved. We really have favor. You need to know that you have favor. You can get the favor of the Lord. It's there for you. All you have to do is ask. Hebrews 12:17 says, and their sins and iniquities I will remember no more. Tell me now, how much can one God love? How good can it really get here? No more. He remember your sins no more. You know what no more means? No more means no more. In other words, you can really get favor of the Lord. You can just like a father or son. You know how you treat, if you're a loving, good father and love your little daughter, love your little son, and you know how you treat them, you just want everything right for them, take care of them, have security for them, you worry about them, you take care of them. That's how the Father takes care of you. Really. you can get that kind of favor. He is really your father. Proverbs 8:35, listen to this. Whosoever finds me finds life. Oh, my Lord. How good is that? You really find the Lord, you find life and shall obtain the favor of the Lord. Oh, my friend, that's powerful. You can obtain the favor of the Lord. I hope you know him. If you've taken him for granted, I pray you'll take the time to worship him and honor him today. Listen, if you need favor, listen to Jesus. You can trust him. You can trust him for help. He's the one that makes all things, all these wonderful promises. We can depend on him. Hold him to everything that he says. I'm telling you the truth. The word of God, if you know it, you can hold him to everything he said. He said, my word is spirit, my word is life. He sets his word above his name. You can trust him. You can trust the Lord. You can trust him. He's the author and finisher of our faith. He is the cornerstone. He is our foundation. He is the one that endured the cross while despising the shame for you, my friend, for us. Oh, it's a big price paid for you. Oh, if you can get favor. If you don't feel like you have favor, you can get it today. There's a big price paid for you. You're somebody here. You really are. I'm like Jesse Jackson. You're somebody. You really are. You are somebody here. You have favor. God has paid a price for you. Look, if you're out here today and you're not having favor, or you feel like you haven't had favor and you're hurting, I know it's a hurting world. I know we're under attack at all times. The enemy's trying to tell you something different than I'm telling you right now. I understand these things. So if you're going through something, I don't care what it is. I will pray for you. I will fight for you. I am here for that purpose, especially if you're a hurting person. And I didn't offer you to pray for you. I would not be right today. I want to pray for anybody that's going through something that's hurting. The Bible says when two or more agree as touching anything, it'll be done unto my Father which is in heaven. So I'll agree with you. I'll fight with you. I'll fight for you. Our phone number here is 772-221-1100. It's 221-1100. If you're out of town, it's 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. If you're hurting, maybe you're brokenhearted. Maybe you're brokenhearted over children or parents or whatever. Maybe you're just hurting in your body. Maybe you need a healing today. Maybe there's something out there that's just really bothering you, and you're just hurting. You know what I mean? God don't want that. If you know the Lord, he don't want you to be hurting if you're a child of God. You may be going through something really bad. It could be. But you can get the favor of the Lord. You can get comfort. You can get blessed. Marie, give me a call. Marie, give me a call. Whatever you're going through, Marie, give me a call. Be glad to pray for you. All right, listen up. Listen. You can really get the favor of the Lord, okay? Hebrews 12:22 says this. Let's draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith and favor. Let's draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith and favor. Let's hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Listen to that promise. Draw near with a true heart. Just be honest with God. Lay it down. Say, Lord, I'm really hurting here. I need your help. Well, what you going? You may be in sin. You may be living a simple life right now, but you know, without a doubt, that God is true. God is real. You need to do better. Draw near, he said, in full assurance, in faith and favor. Now look, maybe you don't have that kind of faith, but he's the faithful one. Draw near in his, draw close and use the faith of Jesus, what he said. Call upon me, I'll answer you, show you great and mighty things I do not. See that promise? Use his faith. He's the one that said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's the one that said, I'll pray the Father. He'll send you another comforter. In other words, use the faith of Jesus. If you don't have solid faith, call upon his faith. He's the faithful one. He'll give you favor. Let's hold faith to the profession of our faith without wavering. Don't waver. Trust him. Put your faith in the faithful one. I don't worry about how much faith I have. I never enters my mind. I don't even know whether I have much faith. I know one thing. I know the faithful one. I know how to get to him. That's all I need to know. I get my faith there. That's the faith I walk on. That's the faith I live on. I draw on his faith. I listen to what he said. He can't go wrong. And he won't tell a lie. So he can't back off what he said. He's made promises. He's committed himself to him. So I ain't worried about how much faith I have. It don't bother me that much because I'm not working with my faith. Work with his. I depend on him. Whatever he said, that's the faith I stand on. So call upon him He'll answer you. He'll show you great and mighty things you know not. He ever finds me, finds light, and obtains the favor of the Lord. I hope you know him. If you've taken it for granted, I pray you'll take the time to worship and honor him today. Listen, if you need favor, look to Jesus. You can trust him for help. He's the one that makes all things wonderful. He makes it. He'll work it out for you. You can depend on him. He's the author of our faith. He's the finisher of our faith. He is the cornerstone of our faith. He's the cornerstone of our foundation as Christians. As everything that we stand for, he is the cornerstone of it. He is the one that endured the cross while despising the shame. He's there for, look, if you don't know Jesus today, and you just happen to be listening to me and say, well, I don't know how to do any of this, you give me a call. I'll walk you through. I'll pray for you and bring you right into the presence of the Lord and get you without a doubt saved and confirmed today. I mean saved. Old life gone. Bring you into the kingdom of God. Help you to become the Christian, the person you want to be. I'll pray for you. I'll do it today if you give me a call, okay? Remember our number now. 221-1100. 221-8990. Give me a call. Waiting to hear from you, okay? Don't forget, Marie, if you're out there, I know you're there. I know you're hurting. Give me a call. I'll pray for you. Hebrews 12:4 says, we have not yet resisted as unto blood striving against sin. Wow. Think about that. Maybe we should try looking at how we are valued. I mean, think about Jesus strived as blood against sin. I mean, you talk about a battle. His blood trying to overpower all the sins of the world. Sin trying to kill him. I mean, we could talk about this all day, but the Bible says in Hebrews 12:4, that he strived as to blood against sin, his blood against the sins of the world. Well, maybe we should try to look at how we're valued here. Remember now, the thing purchased, that would be you. The thing purchased with this precious blood would be you. And the thing purchased, you, has more value. You're more valuable now than the price was paid for you. The thing purchased always has more value than the price paid. You wouldn't buy it if you didn't value the product more than you did the price you paid for it. That's you. You are more valuable. The thing purchased, that would be you, purchased with blood, was more powerful to God than his own precious son. The blood that was shed for you, you're more powerful than that. You understand that now? That's how God values you, because of the price he paid for you. You can know how you're loved, and how you stand as a son or daughter because the price that was paid for you, the thing purchased, always has more power than the price paid. In the eyes of the purchaser, that would be the Almighty God. That would be Jesus. That would be how you are valued. Or you're somebody out there today. You're valued. You didn't know that. I should tell you how you look in his eyes. Maybe you're insecure today because your past has not been all that good. So it's very hard for you to see a rosy future. Remember, my friend, Jesus is the light of the world. When he began to see these things through his eyes, when you begin to look through his eyes, you see things as he sees things, the future looks totally different. If you receive it, the Spirit and the Word can clean you, shine you up, make your life something beautiful. You may call today now if you have a need for anything. 221-1100. 888-221-8991. 1 John 3:1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. Listen to this. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon you, my friend, that we should be called sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not, because it knew him not. Listen, friend, did you notice John said the world did not know us because it did not know Jesus? Listen, now that puts you in a brand new class. You know that? You're now of the God kind. That's right. If you're born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, you're of the God kind. You're a godly person. You're more like him than the world. You now have full assurance in him. You've come out of the world. Make sure the world don't know you better than your heavenly Father knows you. That's big. Does Father know you better than, do you know the Father better than you know the things of the world? You should. Listen. He loves you today and wants you to know that John 1:5-19 says this, we know that we're of God. If you're a Christian out there now, you need to have hope and security in this. And the whole world lies in weakness. Thank God you're not there. How wonderful it is to know that you're of God. help somebody else by rescuing him, pull him out of the fire, pull him out of the wicked world. Listen to this again now. We know we're of God. I know I'm a man of God. You should know you're a woman of God, or you should know you're a child of God, a person of God, and the whole world. Now, the world out there lies in wickedness, but you are not there if you know the Lord Jesus. How wonderful it is to know that. Help somebody else. Listen, rescue somebody. Pull them out of the fire. Pull them out of the wicked world. Where of God, John says, and the whole world without Jesus, it could say, lies in wickedness. Thank God you're no longer there if you're a child of God. I want you to think about how God sees you by looking at the price that's paid for you. It's pretty simple. 1 Peter 1:19 says, we are redeemed. Now, this is, again, the price paid. With the precious blood of Christ as a lamb, without blemish and without spot. Oh, my friend, what a price paid for you. What price? You have real, if you have any insecurities in your life at all, you can bury it here. You're highly valued. You're really somebody special in the eyes of the Lord. You're a son. You're a daughter. Do you have children? How do you value your son? How do you value your daughter? How'd you value them when they were just little children? Depending, maybe they're messed up now. You might have children messed up now that you don't even want to hear from. You're just sick of their lifestyle. Go back to when they're little children and they call daddy, mama, and you loved them and cared for them. They're so precious in your sight. That's how God values you. We're children of God. We're a child unto God. We really are. We're his family. We're his children. That's how you're valued. God cares about you. Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ, Paul said. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ that lives in me. The life which I live now in this flesh, in my situation right now. That's what he's saying. The life I live now in this situation, with things like they are, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I get my faith, like Edison, out of his faithfulness, his love. My friend, put your faith in the faith of one. Believe what he said. Here's what Paul said again. Now listen to this. He says, the life I live now in this flesh, every day, this is where I am, Paul says, I live by the faith of the Son of God. He wasn't concerned how much faith he had. He lived by the faith of Jesus. He knew the promises. He lived by what Jesus said. He lived by every word of God. He lived by the promise of God. That's how we're to live. Don't worry about yourself. Just look. Go to Jesus. Get into the word of God. And what does he say? Trust him. Don't look at yourself in your messed up life. You know it's a mess. All right, that's one thing. But look. But Jesus is not. You look at him and order your footsteps. He said this. Go do it. He said walk on this path. Walk on that path. He said, don't do this, don't do it anymore. You know, he said, love. Well, start loving. He said, new commandment I give unto you, love one another. Well, begin to do that. Whatever Jesus said, you begin to do that. Live out, walk on what he said. Walk on his faith. I'm kind of out of the faith movement. I've read every faith book out there probably. But all said and done, you know what I learned? I don't even know how much faith I have. I never think about it. I trust the faithful one. I know how faithful he is. I just listen to what he says. I follow what he says. I believe him. All I have to do is believe one thing, Jesus. You know that? It don't take much faith. All the faith I have is one thing, Jesus. I just believe what Jesus said. And then I order my footsteps there. I order my life there. I don't give faith a second thought because I'm following the faithful one. If he said it, I'm going to do what he says. I'm going to follow him. That's all the faith you need, my friend. Really, that's all you need. If you'll just listen today to Jesus, if you'll just follow him, it's all the faith you'll ever need. Trust the faithful one. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my friend, put your faith in the faithful one. Listen to this. Every time I look at this verse of scripture, I just think about it. You almost have to. Isaiah 53:10. Probably most of you know it. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. That's powerful, isn't it? That's really powerful. God was pleased. God made a choice to bruise his own son. Wasn't an accident. Wasn't not at all. He had put him to grief. Please the Lord to bruise his own son. Please the Lord to put him. That's hard saying it. That's a quote from Isaiah 53:10. He made his soul, that's mind, will, and emotion, made his soul, soul of Jesus, an offering for your sin. Oh, my friend, all that Jesus was as the man was sacrificed hanging on a bloody tree, offered up for you, for your sins. Wow, my friend, if you're still carrying sins or you feel like a sinner, you're almost a nutcase. Look at the price paid for your sins. Why would you carry them again? Why would you think you're a sinner again? You've been bought with the precious blood. Look at the price paid for you, for your sins. They've been cleaned. They've been taken care of. Have you accepted the payment? All you have to do is believe this. Have you walked out of the life of sin? Are you indeed free? You should be, my friend. Look at the price paid for you. Value that. Maybe today you are insecure. Maybe today you are. Maybe you just don't feel like you're all that you should be. But think about who you are here. Think about it. It pleased the Lord to bruise his own son, put him to grief, made his soul. That's all that he is, mind, will, and emotions. And crushed his flesh right in his body for you. Don't look at yourself as a sinner anymore. Look at the price paid for you. You're a precious child of God. You really are. You need to know that today. And you can go to him and say, look, this guy Bob said, I'm a precious son. I'm a precious daughter. He knows me. He'll honor. You go tell him. Bob said, I'm a precious son. I'm a precious daughter. A big price was paid for me. I want to thank you today. Just begin to thank him. Just begin to praise him. Just begin to draw close to him. Oh, my friend, you'll find favor. No question, you'll find favor. I know. I get the favor. I have the favor. I know about it. Listen to me. If you read God's word, you see the whole thing is all about you, how much he loves you, price he's paying for his children, but God loving you, the person he created, and sent his only begotten son, the Lord Jesus, to save you, to bring you into his kingdom. Listen, oh, my friend, the Father's favor is always shining on you. Come home today. If you're not, excuse me, please, living like you should be, change today. Repent. Turn, run to the Lord to say, I love you, I thank you, and I appreciate you. Do it, my friend. The Bible says the wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in and through Christ Jesus. Oh, Lord. God loves you. I want you to know that today. He values you. I want you to know that today. Look, we need help in the ministry. I tell you that every week. Nobody's listening to me, but we really do need support. Send us anything that you can do. We'd appreciate that. But how small, how large? Excuse me. To Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. I'm going to say it real slow. Lifeline. One word. Lifeline. 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline. P.O. 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Give us an email. We appreciate that so much. Try Lifeline. One word. T-R-Y. Try Lifeline. One word. Gmail. Try Lifeline Gmail. That's pretty easy. If you like us, tell us. If you don't like us, tell us. Whatever. If you have a need, you email me. I'd be more than glad to counsel and minister to you. T-R-Y. Try Lifeline. Gmail.com. Try Lifeline. Gmail.com. Let me remind you, too, this country is really upside down. It's desperately in bad shape. We really need to pick the right president. I want you to pray about that. Pray about the man. Vote for the man that you know has the biggest Bible. Vote for the man that you know spends the most time with the Lord. Vote for the man you know that has a prayer life. Find who is the real man of God. We really need a man of God to run this nation. So keep your eye on who you're going to vote for. Choose the man that God would choose, okay? Look, we love you today. Don't forget to support the ministry. Now, Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Email us at trylifeline@gmail.com. trylifeline@gmail.com. Listen, we love you. Pray about who you'd vote for president. Pray that God will give us a godly man to help us get out of our situation. A man that God can speak to and work through and lead to God. That's the man you want. A man you know will listen to the Lord, will seek the Lord, okay? God bless you now. We're going to see you again next week. Landon will be here next week, so tune in. We love and appreciate you. God bless you now.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.